Hello. I am Ivan Decker.
And my name is Peter Carlone.
And we are not scientists.
I think the only reason we're qualified to speak is because I, and I assume you, do not care who tells us that we shouldn't be talking about it.
We're going to try to sum it up in ways that you stupid idiots that are listening to this can understand.
If I was a scientist, I would hate it.
Yeah.
Which one's yes?
Whichever one makes me seem smarter.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode 2.
Whoa.
Of Science Us.
Science Us. Science Us.
I am Ivan Decker.
And my name is Peter Carlone.
And we are not scientists.
At all.
This week, we are doing a question episode. The question that was sent in to us was, how do you think water arrived on Earth?
Ooh.
We're going to talk about that because...
What a stellar question. Thanks for your question.
Yeah. Thank you to whoever sent that in. The oceans, obviously, are very prevalent. The Earth is mostly water.
Mm-hmm.
But at one time, it was not. It was formed as a ball of dust. Stardust, and then it was lava for a while, I think. I think there was a bunch of lava.
I believe there was a lava phase.
It was like a ball of lava, and then somehow the lava's still there. It's in the middle. I know that. I know that the planet is like one of those cupcakes with it's like a fruit explosion muffin at Tim Hortons, where the middle is deliciously creamy lava, and then there's a crust on the outside, and then most of it is filler. It's cheap. Cheap filler. And there's some dinosaurs in it somewhere.
There's a nougaty layer.
Yeah. So I think the resounding theory, I'm pretty sure, based on the research I did a little bit, is that a comet brought water to Earth.
So hold up. The primary belief that you're saying...
Well, scientifically. I mean, obviously, the primary belief is creationism.
Is that the primary one? Do you think enough people believe that it's the primary one? That
well,
sucks.
I think probably the majority of people just have, they're just like, I don't know, and I don't care. Let's go to the beach. I think right. That's generally...
Okay. The primary
the
belief
general layman.
Is who gives a crap.
Yeah, that's number one.
The secondary belief
number
is
one
God.
With a bullet. Go f***ing yourself.
Now you got to bleep that out, too. I thought we were doing G-rated
yeah,
over here.
Okay, it's clean. It's really clean.
PG.
Number one belief, who cares?
Yeah.
Number two, what were you saying?
Number two is, thanks God for all the water.
Yeah, higher power. Cool. Yeah. Thanks for the...
And number three you're saying is...
Thanks for the water. Hey, how come you made most of it poison? Could you maybe have made more than 1% of it
God fresh? Did that to teach us a lesson.
Yeah.
About water conservation.
The water conservation.
Look at all this water. Most of it's garbage.
Hey, by the way, oh, there's these animals live in it. You can eat them. Can
oh,
we drink
works.
Water? Nope. Don't drink all the water because then you won't have these animals in it that you can eat.
But don't worry because we got him back by filling it with our own garbage.
Yeah, we put our own garbage in there. We're like, fine, if this is just a big old garbage
that's the equivalent,
reservoir.
That's the equivalent of your dad getting home and finding that you've set up a bunch of crap in the garage like because you wanted to make your little base.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, you weren't using it. It was just, and he's like, there's a purpose to the garage.
This is where my crap set up.
That's okay.
I had my project.
Ocean animals are God's project, God's garage crap. And we started putting our crap in his garage.
Yeah. We're putting our crap in God's
garage.
This is where
I had all that, my stuff.
That's got to be a country song somewhere.
Oh, my squids.
Put your crap in God's garage. Somebody, look, if there's any ministers listening to this, you should write a sermon titled Put Your Crap in God's Garage.
Can I point out that this is episode 002?
002.
And that we have both times come from a perspective of assuming that there is a God.
Yeah, I mean, have we? I feel like we're just acknowledging all theories.
Do you think we believe in God, the two of us, accidentally or on purpose?
Look, this is not a theology podcast. It's called Science Us.
Science Us.
I almost Freudian slip. I said Science Us.
Yes, that's
theology
right.
Us.
Yes, that's right. The two listeners. This is called Science Us, in which we discuss a science topic.
We're not live.
You can't stop me from doing
all
my
right, I'm
favorite
sorry.
Thing.
Do your plug.
I'm done. I did the plug.
Okay, I interrupted you. All right, so we...
Water on Earth. Tell me about this comet theory.
So the comet theory is that a very large comet containing... it was ice, as you know. A lot of comets
as
are,
I know.
Well, I feel like... Well, okay. For
I'll be honest. I was assuming ice because it was going to end with water on Earth. But,
yeah.
You know, it could have been nickel.
Yeah.
It could have been a nickel cadmium.
Pure nickel.
Rechargeable
yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah, it was a rechargeable battery. And got that... It. Turned on a water filtration system that had no power.
Oh, no.
That turned rocks into water, which has since been lost.
If this was a visual thing, I know podcasts are to meet a visual medium, don't get me wrong.
It's theater of the mind. We're painting pictures in
everyone's
mind.
But if it was, we should have a counter of number of angry scientists, or and that number would just keep going up.
Oh, yeah. By the time we get to episode 10, we're going to get... the sued? Scientific community is going to try to shut us down.
Can you sue people for being so wrong?
I don't think so, because I think it's parody rights. Is
the scientist, scientists versus Decker and Carlone.
Oh, we're the dumbest.
Where they're being sued for just needing to shut up.
Yeah, can you guys just stop? I feel like we're not as bad as most YouTube comments.
No,
we're on par.
I think we're quite smart.
We're on par with a lot of them.
Okay, so you're saying this comet was covered in ice.
No, it was made of ice.
It
I think that's
made
the
of
theory.
Ice.
Or multiple comets made of ice.
Okay, but here's the problem with that. The comet was so huge that it was 70% of the planet's water. Like, that's how much volume it had. It had just the most water possible.
No, I just feel like
in
it's...
In ice, which is larger.
It just started the reaction that caused the hydrogen and oxygen molecules that already existed on Earth... That were byproducts of some kind of lava thing. That's what I refer to chemical reactions as. Lava things.
Yeah.
And that started the production of water. And then that's... Because I feel like... I mean, there is a finite amount of water on Earth, but it's just constantly cycling.
Well, have you heard that the theory... Actually, I don't even think... Well, I mean, it's a theory, sure, because everything is a theory technically, but it's fairly established that the Earth has been... Had, like, six mass extinction events.
Six.
Six. Just like in the Matrix movies, it has been reset six times.
Hmm.
The first one was, I believe, cyanobacteria, or anaerobic, so it didn't use oxygen. It used... But it produced oxygen as...
And then the sky lit on fire.
Well, what happened is they literally polluted the atmosphere beyond them being able to live in it.
It's too much oxygen.
They filled it with oxygen. So it's called the oxygen catastrophe.
It's like the opposite of what Al Gore wants. It was the reverse Al Gore. That's what it was called.
They reverse Al Gore. Well, no. It's probably what Al Gore wants. Lots of oxygen, not lots of CO2.
Yeah.
But... The reverse of
but
what
there
he's
was too
saying
much.
We're doing. Yeah,
it was too much. So instead of producing too much carbon dioxide, there was already a whole bunch of carbon dioxide, which I believe was a byproduct of just things being hot and burning, right? All the lava was spitting out carbon dioxide fumes.
Well, exactly. And now you have all this O2.
Microbes started producing that oxygen.
And hydrogen is one of the most prolific.
Prolific?
It writes a lot. Hydrogen has a lot of content.
It's got a lot of material.
They run a podcast.
If you go down to the comedy club on the weekend, hydrogen always bringing new material.
They're always bringing new stuff. What I meant was, what's the word, prolific? Abundant. Hydrogen is one of the most abundant elements.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
So you can imagine there's lots of hydrogen.
Because it's very simple.
Around.
It's just one proton, one neutron, one electron.
It's just like a simple little piece of crap.
No electrons if we're talking ions.
Ooh. Maybe we are going to talk ions.
Or extra
Let's
electrons.
Stop recording and talk ions.
Let's let ions be ions.
So you have a bunch of hydrogen everywhere because why wouldn't you? You got your carbon, obviously, everywhere. And like you said, carbon dioxide. But you also have now all this oxygen leaking into the atmosphere. You have oxygen and hydrogen everywhere.
Yeah.
So naturally, you start the water cycle. Water just starts showing up.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you don't think that it was all shipped here? In a comet.
Okay, so here's the thing. Water, when it freezes, forms a crystal structure that makes it larger than itself in a liquid form, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Water is one of the only fluids that does that when it freezes. So, to fill this planet with 70% water, and what I mean by that is 70% of the planet is covered with water, like oceans.
Yeah.
So all that water would be contained in a comet. Wouldn't that comet be like 2 times the size of Earth?
No, it actually wouldn't. Like, if you were to take all the water on Earth and put it in a little ball, it wouldn't even be the size of a moon.
Wait, what?
What? That sounds wrong.
Okay, man, I don't know if I'm... But I don't because know what I'm the water, up what you're putting down.
Because the water's only sitting on the surface. If you think of the mass of the planet, the oceans take up a lot of the surface of the planet.
Okay.
But most of the planet is still rock. So if there was water contained within the rock that just kind of oozed out and just kind of set... Like, if think about a really sweaty person. Like, sure, they're sweaty and wet on the outside, but that water all came from the inside of their body. Just because they're covered in sweat doesn't mean that sweat is more than their body.
I guess what I was doing was assuming the depth of the oceans as just being massive, which it is to us, but maybe not,
but
on,
not
a, on a global...
But not relative to the size of the planet.
Right, okay, okay.
Because even, like, if you were to take the atmosphere, for example, I know that the atmosphere, if removed from the planet and put into a little ball, would not be even the size of the moon. All the oxygen stuff.
Okay, I get it. Okay,
so
but now
we're
you take
talking,
that ball
we're talking
and
surface
then you freeze
area
it.
Versus mass.
Now it's still going to get big though when you freeze it.
Yeah, but and that could have been maybe.
So
a
maybe
mass,
that's what gave us the moon.
Maybe a mass extinction
like,
event.
This giant ice comet smacks into the Earth, rips a chunk of it off because it's huge.
You think the moon is a piece of the Earth?
Is it? I kind of thought. Well, I mean, piece of the Earth it means.
At one point, it was attached to the Earth. Look, Peter, I know what a piece is. Not that stupid.
No. What I'm thinking is like piece of the Earth, meaning like a piece of primordial Earth, when it was just a mess.
Yeah.
And the galaxy was just like just a friggin' fireworks show. Like stuff was just crashing into each other all over the place.
Yeah, but I mean, because I think that nobody really knows where the moon came from. I think that it's again, it's like theories.
Can you play that in the intro? You're listening to SciShow. Nobody knows where the moon came from. Scientists hate us.
I think that nobody really knows. There's a lot of qualifying statements in there.
Yeah, but remove the qualifying statements, and that'll make for a really funny intro.
Yeah, it'll be great. The moon, because there's theories, like, was the moon captured in our orbit? Was it a celestial body that just... That was why they sent people to the moon, because they brought teams of geologists to test the rock to see if it was similar to Earth rock.
Well, like two guys.
Yeah.
Team.
Teams. Each guy was a team.
They brought a badminton team of geologists.
Yeah, in case they ran into another set of Russian scientists.
They brought essentially a small lawyer's intramural team of geologists. Two. Two of them.
A paralegal team. Did they
what if,
play any sports on the moon? They play golf. Play golf on the moon.
What if to keep everything equitable from now on, we had to hire for like any astronaut trip had to be staffed with like an entire like a computer or an algorithm figures out what to send.
Yeah.
And it's just like, let's be totally fair. We're going to send a plumber.
Yeah.
We're gonna send,
it's like very communist.
Yeah.
This greengrocer. Hey, you're the newest astronaut.
And then he's like, well, how come? He's like, hey, it's communism, man. You got to do it's your turn.
Yeah.
It's also, your turn in the spaceship.
I feel like we're now annoying political scientists as well, just to enrage anybody who's up on their Marxist theories, yelling at their iPod. That's not how it works, you idiot.
We are a couple of idiots.
Well, it's going to be great.
Here's why I like talking science. I think that even just farting around the ideas of science is better than sitting around talking about celebrities. I think it's healthier to at least...
This is the TMZ of science.
This episode is mainly just sound bites you can use in the intro.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of sound bites in this episode.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's fantastic. Do you want me to look up anymore? Should we look up stuff? I don't
know. Water arrived. So you think that you're going with the seeped out theory?
I'm thinking there's
what's your
okay. If I had to pick, knowing zero things. I know the thing I saw here and on my computer, sorry, listeners, and the thing that you were saying about the comet.
Yeah.
I like that you so the comet.
The comet theory is the top theory for geologists currently.
Really?
That is the highest.
But it didn't supply all the water, but is that what they're saying? It supplied or kicked off some sort of reaction.
Yeah.
Which one's yes?
Whichever one makes me seem smarter.
I don't know. I think it makes sense that maybe it kicked off a. I want to look something up here. I don't know if this is going to piss you off that I keep looking stuff up.
Well, I've got something here. This is water arrived in comet.
Sock it to us.
Comets wreaked icy devastation on young Earth. Did comets made mainly of ice launch an assault on the young Earth and its fledgling moon?
Young Earth.
The two worlds were battered by debris about 3.85 million years ago during the so-called late heavy bombardment, LHB. That's a time.
They were hitting us in the LHB. You didn't say LHB earlier. If you had said LHB, I would have been totally on board.
Comets and asteroids both contain iridium, but comets would leave less iridium on the Earth and hardly any on the moon compared with asteroids. That is because higher speed of comets and the high volatility of their constituents would create giant plumes on impact. So more of the iridium would escape into space compared with the impacts of rocky asteroids. If comets were to blame, the team calculated, we would expect to see iridium. So we're wrong about that? Okay, I was wrong about everything.
Wait, that article just told you were wrong?
Yep.
Can I throw something else into another wrench into the works?
Yep.
This is just coming out of Nature World News. Obviously it's all over Reddit because Reddit loves this garbage. And it needs some more fact-checking for a bit, I think. But
sure.
Currently, even just like a couple days ago as of recording this, scientists have discovered evidence of a vast water reservoir trapped hundreds of miles beneath the surface, capable of filling the Earth's oceans three times over.
Yeah, so the seeping. So I feel like the seeping theory is the best.
Well, because I think the thing is there's a lot of oxygen around.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hydrogen around. That just makes sense that water would be this accidental byproduct.
Yeah.
Which, you know, seems very convenient, but at the time, billions of years ago, water was just water, like some random thing.
I mean, we've learned to run on water, like to us, to
because
our life, to Earth. Water's like a big deal. It's a huge thing. We need it for so many things. It's so great at everything. But if you look at it on a molecular scale, it's just another arrangement of protons and neutrons and electrons. And
yeah, so to answer your question, sir, how did water get to the planet? Who cares even? How did rock get on the planet?
Yeah, we're gonna join in everybody else and just go with the who cares option.
We're going to go with the primary theory of no one cares.
We're just glad that it's here.
It's sad that at least we're beating the secondary theory. Like the secondary theory, I just don't want that to be the primary theory. I don't want the primary theory to be God.
God turned on the waterworks.
Because here's my problem.
God
don't
cried.
Get me wrong. God's great.
He was sad.
God is great all the time, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not a very fun answer. It's just because it ends. It's like ending a fight. It's like coming in and not allowing somebody to fight with you a little bit.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing with the who cares. That's the other end of it.
Okay, what if we amend the primary theory?
Yeah.
Of who cares?
Okay.
What if we amend it so that the primary theory is? Yeah, somebody knows.
Somebody knows?
Yeah.
That's not allowed. We have to come to a conclusion here. Somebody wrote us and asked.
Okay.
Water got to the planet. So
we
comets,
have to conclude it.
Comets bringing ice was a big part of it. Iridium. Just new elements added to the already chaotic maelstrom that was the young Earth. Spurred chemical reactions which produced water.
Now, are you referring at this point to the LHB?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the lunar... What was it? What did the LHB stand for? I can't remember.
You know what was funny? When you said that, lunar, but my first thought was, you can't even remember what LHB is. But then you called me on it by asking me what it was, and I can't remember.
You don't
remember.
Know either.
It's late. Large.
It was late.
Large, heavy bombardment.
Oh, yeah, sure. Late heavy bombardment, I think it was.
Late heavy bombardment.
Yeah, because there was first probably an original bombardment, And then later, and then, there was a later one.
There was a bombardment scheduled for 3 p.m., but some traffic, so it was a bit late.
It was delayed. It was delayed heavy bombardment. That's the DHB. That's what it should have been called.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Like, Tina from accounting, she saw the bombardment come in the door, and the bombardment looked rushed. Like, the bombardment knew it was late.
Yeah.
So that's not delay. That's just a late heavy bombardment.
That's actually what I refer to as dinner when I'm going to eat later in the day. I refer to it as
LHB.
My late. Yeah, I just might need to late heavy bombard my stomach with pizza
and hopefully some water.
The late heavy pizza bombardment. And hopefully some water. The non-poison kind.
One would hope that non-poisonous water enters your system regularly.
Yep.
Person who asked that question, that's the main thing that you take away from this, is that you, like the planet, often add water to your system.
But no, it doesn't. There's no water coming in to Earth. Are we getting new water from space?
Okay, but here, geologically speaking,
we're not shipping it in from anywhere else.
Yeah, but geologically speaking,
we kind of have it. We're spending a lot of time finding, like, looking for water in other places, like to figure out if it was on Mars, which apparently was.
Yeah,
there was water on Mars.
They found
the
scarring.
So we'll springboard. Who cares how it got on Earth? Why is it not on Mars anymore? Where did it go?
Are you leaving our answer officially at who cares?
No, I think we're gonna stick with the comets.
But I think we got there. Comets, leakage, chemical recombining.
Yeah,
we got it.
There was chemical reactions.
We solved it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your question? Is your follow-up?
Where did it go from Mars?
Now, isn't the prevailing theory that it just cooked it off or evaporated?
But why?
Because, you need an atmosphere to contain it all.
So what happened to Mars' atmosphere?
I think the aliens who colonized Earth with life removed the atmosphere from Mars.
Why?
To pump it in.
So they couldn't go back?
To strengthen Earth's
atmosphere. They brought it over?
To strengthen Earth's atmosphere. They brought it over.
Instead of, hey, should we build a new roof for our house? Let's just bring the roof from our other house. What about if we want to move back to that house?
Just grab Dale's roof real quick.
Yeah, take Dale's roof. He doesn't need it anymore.
Dale the alien who lives on Mars.
Mars is actually not round, at all. Less round than Earth. Earth also is not round. The actual shape of Earth is, really weird.
Now, to what extent are you saying it's not round? Is it a cube?
No, but it's pretty weirdly shaped.
Really?
If you look at images of the actual shape of Earth.
Guys, if you look at Mars right now, go look at Mars. Seriously, go look at it.
Yeah, go outside and look at it.
Not a circle. Boom.
Yeah,
Nailed it.
Get your telescope. It appears as a circle from space, Earth, because of the atmosphere. That's what makes it look like a ball, like a blue marble, that photo of it from the moon or whatever.
Right.
But the actual geological structure, the rock shape that is the Earth that we stand on,
right,
is weird shaped.
But that's, the oceans also kind of curve it out a bit, I guess.
Yeah.
And straighten it
all
out.
It's really high peaks, and it's not a perfectly round thing. People always think of planets as these perfect spheres and marbles.
Right.
They are not. And Mars especially has a huge chunk missing from it.
Now, are you saying that
people assume is from a comet or an asteroid that destroyed
moon.
Maybe our moon is a piece of Mars. Do we
Could
know?
Be.
Have they looked? Have they done a side-by-side moon rock to Mars rock comparison? Hey, if nobody smarter than us has thought of this, get on it.
Do you? What are the odds you think, not now, but maybe in 100 episodes, because of the amount of freestyling and freeballing we're going to be doing on these things?
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to come up with something new?
Sure.
Do you think we're going to come up with a new scientific theory?
I think so. I think we're going to come up with a lot. I think we're going to come up with one per episode. This whole seepage thing.
Do you know how many scientists we would piss off if, we solved AIDS by accident?
Yeah, just talking.
Just screwing around. And they were like, you know what they got to do is just come up with a way that all the proteins affected by the AIDS virus have markers on them. And then take an Advil and you're good.
Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, this time in the lab. If only we just sat around talking like jackasses. Also, we're probably going to be taking credit for things that other people have discovered. We'll be like, hey, what about this? And be like, that's a great idea.
And then we'll
Glad
find
you
out.
Just thought of that. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, this was published in 1970 by a 10-year-old girl.
Or an article will come out like this brand new discovery, even though we had done an episode about it like a month ago.
Yeah.
And so we'll take credit for it, even though that study that was released to the public was a thesis being worked on for like 10 years.
Yeah, probably.
We'll be like, yeah, we just thought it up, though. Too bad, science nerd.
This is why this is not official and we don't have an education. Well, it's not why we don't have an education, but...
There's plenty of reasons why we don't have an education.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my reason, Ivan?
Why water is on Earth?
No, my reason for why I don't have an education.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Because I thought I was getting one for 4 years.
The whole time?
At the University of Victoria. Yeah. I could have sworn I was in a university.
Yeah.
I was just on the outside of it.
And you have a degree in?
I have a degree in theater.
So you have a degree in pretending.
Hold up, with a major in performance.
Okay, so double pretending.
I have a major in double pretending.
Cool.
With a minor in getting laid. Yeah. I do not have a minor in that.
You have a major in that?
Nope. I just didn't attend the classes.
Yeah, you didn't go?
Nope.
Skip the class?
No. I just have the performance major and probably a minor in watching Joss Whedon shows.
That's pretty good. I feel like a lot of our listeners are going to have that.
I hope so.
By that, I mean you, when you listen to this.
Oh, no.
So Mars, the water left. So a comet brought water to Earth, but it somehow removed it from Mars. That's the theory that we've come up with, or just me. I've just came up with that plan.
I'm not sure what the... what was I going to look up? Ah, does it? Who cares?
It doesn't matter. We're just
this is how out. Real scientists do it.
Yeah.
They get tired. Who cares? And then they move on.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just try
who cares?
To do it.
Oh, wait. The people funding my lab.
Yes, they have to care.
See, that's great. We don't have a government grant or anybody funding our lab.
Now,
if we talk ourselves into a corner, we don't have to be like, the findings. Ah!
All our findings.
Like,
and
all
we don't
those,
have to fake anything.
We don't have to become supervillains. Like, most of those scientists turned villains in, like, Spider-Man. It's always because they went too far, and the company was like, you have to, and they're like, but I, and then they're like, kill your kid for it, and they're like, fine, and then they turn their kid into a monster.
Which you'd think if they, like, they would have a much more successful life if they just kept
if they just said, who cares?
If they just said, who cares more often, and filmed a podcast in an apartment,
yeah,
they...
filmed it. We're filming it.
We're filming it.
We're filming, audio filming.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think we solved it. I think water.
Okay, so
chemical
water.
Reactions.
Cool. That's the conclusion we've come to.
Yep. Check in with us next week where we hit up another science story.
Yes, and that is it for Science Us this week. I am Ivan Decker,
and I am Peter Carlone,
and you have been scienced.